If there is a doubt in your mind whether we should be drawing a line between good and evil, here we go. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. Of them, the people that are working unfruitful works in darkness. It's even a shame to talk about those things which are so horrid. But all things that are reproved, by whom? Us. Are made manifest by the light. Where is the light? It is within us. It is Christ, the light, within us. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Manifest means clear or obvious to the eye or mind. So when we reprove something by our works, it brings it out to the light. So wherefore he saith, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. We're talking about a spiritual deadness here. But Christ shall give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine where is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. So how do we do that? The verse that Audrey opened up with, verse 19, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is why we sang the hymns and songs and spiritual songs that we sang this morning. What a friend we have in Jesus. It is well with our soul, no matter the rolling tides that's going on. And he hides us in the cleft of his rock, and he covers us with his hand, and great is his faithfulness. Let's jump to Ephesians 6. Finally, my brethren, 6 and 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And in the power of his might, put on the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to what? Stand against the wiles or the schemes, the plots, the evil deeds of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We're not against individual people, but against the principalities, the powers, and the rulers of the darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the day, evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith. We just have to hold the shield and believe in God to perform his word, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And that's what we want to do this morning. We want to take that shield of faith, and we want to hold it up and say, we reprove the sickening, ugly things that are going on, but we have faith in God, and we lift up that shield of faith because we have His salvation, and we trust in Him. Amen. Now, there's a couple of things I want to do in the prayer. I do want us to gather. If you don't want to gather, that is fine with us. This church, you can do what you choose, what you want to, how you want to. We don't dictate anything. But I think it's important for the body of Christ to be one. And I listened this morning to the worship. It was so beautiful. You know, when we had a small group that we would call our choir, we were barely qualified to sing Mary Had a Little Lamb, I think, in the natural. One of us was, but the rest of us weren't. But I'm telling you, as I'm standing here this morning, we would pray before we would minister. And the angels sang with us. I am not kidding you. I've heard it many, many times where the angelic presence of God filled this place with His power and His Spirit. And the Lord was always in it. And that's what I want to pray this morning. Lord, we lift You up. We reprove those things that are going on. I'm not going to speak them here before the pulpit or in the pulpit. I don't think it's necessary. We can talk about it outside, but we reprove them by the power of God. And we lift up our faith and we rejoice in His might. And that's what I want to do this morning. So if you want to come, what a perfect presence of Almighty God. Last Sunday we read the scripture in Isaiah 43. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old, but behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? Won't you recognize it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. That's our God. I'm looking for the new thing, and I'm rejoicing in it today. I really am. Let's just stand. Oh, Jesus, thank You for meeting with us today, Lord. Thank You for hearing our heart. Thank You for what You're doing, Lord. We rejoice in Your power and in Your might, Lord. And we look for the new thing. For Your word says, listen, I'm telling you, I'm going to do something new. And there will be rivers in high places. And Your word says, Lord, that You plant in the desert the trees, and You bring life where there is death. And we look for life today in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen.